From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, July the 8th, and Sunday, July the 10th. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that the Greenville Town Board has passed a law to amend the town's zoning code to include regulation of commercial solar farms. Because of a recent change in the law, commercial solar providers are talking to homeowners about setting up large commercial solar arrays on their property. Supervisor Paul Macko said, and I quote, "We had guidelines in our zoning about residential solar, but not for commercial. This is a much larger scale than what people are allowed to put on their roofs. Companies want to have access to 5, 10, 15, sometimes 20 acres of land to lease for solar harvesting," end quote. The board voted unanimously in favor of new commercial regulations. Mid-Hudson News Network reported that the proposed Dutchess Community College 2016-17 budget includes a $168 hike in tuition and an additional $1.3 million infusion from the county and the hiring of 5 additional educators. All of this comes as enrollment is down by approximately 1,000 students. Dutchess County legislator Joseph Incoronado, a Republican and fiscal conservative, called the budget unsound at a legislative committee meeting last week. He said the $64 million spending plan shows revenues are down by $3.2 million and spending is up by $3.4 million. Legislator Joel Tyner, a fiscal liberal, suggested the county should use some of the $57 million rainy day fund to negate the need for a tuition increase. DCC President Pamela Eddington told county lawmakers the school must plan for the long term. The full legislature will take up the college's proposed budget at its regular meeting this week. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education held its annual reorganizational meeting last week. At that meeting, Anthony Welcome was elected and sworn in as board president, and John Chandler was selected and sworn as vice president. During the regular meeting that followed, the board was advised that the district's new professional review plan has been drafted and submitted to the New York State Education Department for review. Melissa Murray, the district administrator in charge of the annual professional performance review, said everything in the plan was the product of the collective bargaining process with the teachers' union. Once the plan is reviewed and approved by the Education Department, the document will be posted at IchabodCrane.org. According to Murray, Ichabod Crane is one of 190 districts out of nearly 700 statewide that have submitted their evaluation plan in time for the start of the new school year. Events are planned this week in response to the recent killings of 2 black men by police officers in Louisiana and Minnesota. On Monday, July the 11th, Showing Up for Racial Justice Hudson will call on the Hudson Police Department at the department's headquarters on Warren Street to demand a public condemnation of the killing of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, and request that police will provide an outline of steps they will take to ensure the safety of everyone within their jurisdiction. The Staley B. Keith Social Justice Center will hold a vigil in memory of Sterling and Castile beginning at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July the 12th at the Columbia County Courthouse, and Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton announced on Facebook plans for a community conversation at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 13th at the Hudson Senior Center with members of the law enforcement community, including the Hudson Police Department, New York State Police, the Columbia County Sheriff's Department. Hamilton invited the community to attend, and I quote, "to discuss the recent spate of devastating deaths we've witnessed around the country and the effects we are suffering individually as a community. Let's open up the dialogue and together begin to heal," end quote. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that residents and elected officials gathered on Friday, July the 8th, under rainy skies to break ground for a new 10,000-square-foot firehouse and emergency shelter in Prattsville. The building that currently houses the Prattsville Hose Company on Main Street was severely damaged in the aftermath of Hurricane Irene in August of 2011. Former Fire Chief Tom Olson said, and I quote, "I want to thank all the members of the Prattsville Hose Company. I look forward to standing here with all of you in the spring of 2017 as we open the doors," end quote. Representative Chris Gibson and State Senator George Amador and Assemblymember Pete Lopez all spoke, acknowledging the extraordinary progress made in the recovery effort over the past 5 years. Finally, Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that the Windham Town Board has approved a request to form an independent architectural review board, which will function separately from the local planning board. Residents raised concerns that not enough was being done by the community leaders to protect the town's fragile historic district. The district starts at the Windham Village Cemetery, passes through downtown, and ends on the west side of Main Street, just past the Catskill Mountain Country Store and Restaurant. Town officials will define the duties and authority of the new board in the coming weeks, including a possible minimal stipend for members. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 90 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Sunrise today was at 5:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:31 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 11th day of July 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.